depending upon the Lord for all needed help, I would direct your attention to the 8th chapter of John, reading verse 31. John chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed." Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." The Lord spake to those Jews that professed to believe on him and said, "If ye continue," he speaks also to us today through the same word and by the same blessed Spirit, "If ye continue." But if we are those that would not entertain a thought with regard to the need of the Holy Spirit, I say, shall we continue? Or have we continued? And how is it the Lord has brought us here even today? And so this word "continue" has been much on my heart and mind. For another word in Jesus spake to man, he said this, "If ye continue unto the end, or endure to the end, ye shall be saved." What a need there is then to continually believe. But can we believe in and of ourselves, by our own efforts or our own carnal application of the mind? No. We only believe by the grace of God. It is by his grace alone that we believe. I say, how favourable, how mindful, how loving is the Lord Jesus Christ. How his love is shown to us and revealed to us from day to day. Yes, that he loves us still, and we are dependent upon his grace. That grace that changes the heart, that grace that renews the will, the grace, I say, that turns us to Jesus Christ and him alone. I can't help but feeling sure that when we read of these Jews that believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, it was by his grace. And therefore they need encouragement. And you and I, do we need encouragement? One thing I know for myself, I need much encouragement to continue and to believe. We have that aching void within the heart that we want more of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he might reveal more of himself unto us. Is that so with us? I surely hope it is. "If ye continue in my word." Now I want to dwell a little upon his word. We have God's written word. It's true. And it's a beautiful word. It's a word that will endure forever. The blessings of it will remain forever the same. But I say, how often it comes like this, the application of that same word that we remember and are brought to think about. These loving times past forbids me to think he'll leave me at last in peril to sink. Yes, I say to continue in the effect and the blessing of that word. My friend, when the Lord gives us his word, what does it do for us? Is it a word of congratulations and praise for us? Not so. It is a word that it is by a good hope through grace. It is that word indeed that causes us to listen. It causes us to sit up and think again. It is that word indeed that we've heard before, but never heard it effectively as we hear it now. As Jesus had said, my sheep hear my the sheep hear my voice and they follow me. The word comes from his voice, friends, and that makes all the difference, does it not? Our friends and those we trust in very much in our troubles might point to Jesus Christ and his word and bid us indeed cast our burden upon the Lord. But how different when Jesus speaks to the poor sinner himself. Hark, my soul, it is the Lord. Why, it is his word, I say, that we are called to pay attention to. It's the word that we are called to keep and encourage us to listen and to watch for it. I say it is his word that causes us to rest in God and his merits through Jesus Christ. Did not the psalmist say, remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people? Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. It must be the word of the Lord. Not a word that is borrowed, but a word that he is given, and given to us freely. It is a word we do not earn or take to ourselves, but I say it is a word, yea, of love and mercy. And so we read here, he speaks to those Jews which believed on him. There may be some soul here saying today, am I a true believer? And do I believe in him? May come indeed to the services of God's house that he might give to you his word as some token for good, that you are not misled, you're not mistaken, but I say his word to you. I'll continue in the word. Some people, you know, they may cite the word of God and say, well, that's all right for some, but I don't want that sort of thing myself. I want it altered. I wanted it changed. Friends, do they know the power of God's word before? And are they truly living in the Spirit? and hungering and thirsting after God's word? Or are they seeking after some multi-mix to feed their souls? And we know this, that the multi-mix that some may seek after doesn't do any their soul any good at all. Only, I say, to cause them to think that there's another way and another sound of voice to the Lord's people. No. Oh, here Jesus speaks and speaks to his disciples himself. And let us ever remember this. When Jesus speaks to us continually, we can rest assured he'll never ask us to change it, alter it, or to revise it. He doesn't say to his people, "For this I ask you to change and alter." No, the word of the Lord endures forever. And how thankful we would be for this. Then said, "Then are ye my disciples indeed." What a need to be his disciple indeed. What a question we need to put to ourselves today. Are we true followers of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we still continuing in his word? Oh, as I quote it, "Remember the word upon which thou hast caused me to hope." Yea, the soul that says this, and the psalmist that said it, he knew indeed the power of it. He knew the favour of it. He knew how it nourished his very soul. Yes, he would continue in it. Yes, how true that is. The Lord, I shall remember on one occasion, in deep trouble, very deep trouble, and the Lord had blessed me in time of trouble before, and he seemed to have spoken to me several times in the current occasion, that same word over and over again: "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God." But it didn't give to me that desired effect to set me free from bondage and give me liberty. But how different it was when the Lord spake the same word again with the same power and effective love in my heart. I remember coming home from Manchester that evening, and he caused me to sing all the way home. Yes, the whole vehicle seemed to be full of his love. The same things continuing. The same Jesus who bids his people go on still in the same way. He doesn't redirect us and say, "Well, this will be an easier way. This will be something that you can sort out yourself and put things right." Friends, no. The Jesus says here, "If you continue in my word, you are my disciples." Yes, the disciples are they who are true followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I say, if we are his true disciples, your master's lot, you must expect temptations more or less, but oh, to continue and not turn back in the day of battle. Oh, to continue resting and relying upon Him and on Him alone. I say it is a mercy and that we are brought to that place with to remember what the Lord has done for us and that He will ever do it. To remember indeed His word, what a good thing it is for us, to nourish us, to uphold us and strengthen us. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. And what then is a disciple? A disciple is a follower. A disciple is one that is being taught and led and taught in the things of what their master teaches them. I say what a teacher the Lord Jesus Christ is. And we would notice this, how many that came to Jesus Christ and said, "What shall I do?" He said unto them, "Follow thou me." Is that all? Friends, to follow thou me, continue. For it is He that alone can supply our every need. Are you buoyed up? Are you lifted up with joy and comfort at this time? Well, praise Him then for it. Continue thou in those things wherein you struck those notes of love and desire to the Lord Jesus Christ. But oh, someone might say, oh, could I but be find my way there that I might praise Him. Oh, continue. Continue, I say, in praising Him for all His goodness and mercy, His word. And as we come to this time of year, and we see the harvest of all sorts being gathered in, the early fruits and the early corn, they come in their order and season, one after the other. I say, continue praising Him. If I say they were rearranged for man's sake, what good would it do to us? And what sad surprise we might find. But I say, continue in believing what the God has ordered by His word and firm decree is for our best. And may in these little things it reveal to us that the Lord never changes and He never alters. It is continually the same, how true that is. And therefore, oh, do we not have a reason to thank the Lord for the early fruits, the soft fruits, and those that grow on trees, the cherries and the plums. Why, they come in their order, and we would thank the Lord for it. And sometimes it is a bountiful harvest in these things. And they all serve their purpose. Continue in His word. Return thanks to Him for it. For the early harvest, is it not a reminder that there is a greater harvest to follow? Yes, those fruits that come later. Yes. And we look for them. And sometimes they do not materialize exactly as we thought. But leave that to the Lord. Continue leaving it with Him. Will not the God of the whole earth do right? Yes, continue in it. And those who grow corn, we know what the early fruits are, and how we find that the ripe harvest begins even before the barley harvest, and we would be thankful for this. And it may be that the harvest hasn't been very good, or that it may be very great and it may be plentiful, and there to find those that follow on after, even the oats and such like, they may be very bountiful. And of course that the wheat harvest, the principal wheat that follows. The Lord's goodness is seen in them all. I want to just point out this, how the prices vary. And men do grow all these things with the price in view. And what shall profit them? And God says in His word, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. And what is the Lord talking about then in the harvesting? My friend, He is the Lord that teaches us to profit. I say, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? There will be no profit to him whatsoever. But when He teaches us to profit, surely is it not this? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I say, how Jesus taught those new disciples, yet the way that He would have them to walk, and the same today, the way in which He would have you and I to walk if we are His disciples, to continue in My word. I say, what a wonderful word that is. There is power in the word of God. Power, my friend. When thus He says, let the thing be good, and it is good. When thus He declares, let the thing be full of quantity, that the people may be fed, that they may be nourished. Yea, oh, how true it is, we are reliant not upon man, but are reliant upon God for these things. Perhaps it's slightly out of context to Paul's word in the Romans. It is not of him that willeth, or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Yes, it is indeed in context. Oh, continue in His word. Oh, that shows to us you cannot create and invent these things yourself, but that He is ever faithful unto His word. His word being holy, His word being pure, it brings forth that which is holy and pure for you. It may be, may activate your very nature and spirit in the temporal things of this life. You need to be careful how we put this, but I verily do believe providential blessings are wonderful blessings when they're used as a vehicle to bring you to the feet of Jesus. And how the Lord often does this, and we would thank him for it, to humble us under his almighty hand. How often we felt ashamed when we have not been humbled under his almighty hand, that we have recalled and reflected that these things have come by our wit and by our wisdom. Friends, that is not right. And therefore he said, continue, don't turn away to something else. Do not take yourself on board with it to praise ye what you have done. Not so, my friend. Without him we can't do anything. That is so in temporal matters. But I say, when he does it for us, and we are bowed before him in a humble spirit, Lord, help me. Lord, appear for me. Lord, let me honour thee in all that is produced and grown, that it might all be to thy honour and to thy glory. Continue. Continue sharing in that which the Lord provides. There is a wonderful word to me, sharing. Yes, in the things of love. And we know the Lord's people, they have that religion that the Lord gives them, but they receive under his teaching. Yes, that is a blessing to them. But that doesn't divide them from other disciples, but rather unites those who truly believe in the true and living God. Those souls that are humbled under his almighty hand and love to look up and see him and bless him, who long look up and long to come closer and nearer to him. Yes, how reluctant perhaps we have been from time to time to give God all the honour and praise and glory that belongeth to him who has worked in you and for you too. It would seem that we're not told of any testimony that any of these men gave to the Lord Jesus Christ. But my friend, the Lord knew the testimony of every one of them that he had so blessed. And it must be said here that this afternoon the Lord knows the testimony of each one of us. What we have done, where we have been, and how the Lord brought us back again. He knows the testimony. If there is rebellion in our heart and soul, the testimony, as in a resentment that sometimes rises up there in our heart and soul. Oh, he says, continue, continue. Don't turn back. Do not revise. Do not seek another way or another message. No, seek it all in Jesus Christ. Yes, don't turn back. Hast thou anticipated turning back? Hast thou thought thou might turn back and not continue? Jesus said to some of his disciples, and will ye also go away? Will you? What a searching question. Oh, may the Lord cause us to continue in our heart being searched before him. And what was the answer, the honest answer from his disciples? Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ. Friend, continue in believing that he is that Christ. Continue believing that it was God that sent his only beloved Son into this world to suffer, bleed and die, yea, that his blood might be to the curing and purging away of all sin from his people. Yes, continue in believing this. Are you a soul that has no sin whatsoever? There's no need of being washing? Or is it this, you continually find the evidence of sin rising up within you, and it does cause you much grief and concern? You understand the word in the parable that Jesus sent to us. Why, when he spake there, that the good man sowed good seed in the field, and the enemy came by night and sowed that which was evil. Oh, continue. What continue is what was originally sown. Why, he said, let them both grow together until the harvest. Man wanted to pull them out and make a clean field for the Lord. But I say he'll never allow that. I say the Lord indeed will come at the end of the harvest, and he'll separate the precious from the vile. And where shall we stand? Are we the work of man sowing like tares? Or are we found amongst those who are the principal wheat that God Almighty has sown? Friend, your soul will never be lost because another is lost. No. And it can be said the other way round, your soul will never be saved because others are not saved. Friend, he brings us to that saving knowledge of the truth. You cry out and say, Lord, if ever my poor soul is saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. Oh, to continue. Not to be directed by other people other than by the Holy Spirit. Under whose direction are we? We are sure of this. If we are under other direction, we will never be found in the way everlasting at life, at last. If indeed we are dependent upon man's works, then I say he has always proved to be hopeless and lost down through the ages, and he ever will. But oh, continue. They continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. I say his word, how wonderful that is. And I often think about it when we come to the Lord's table and sing that hymn, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. Oh, some say you should not have fear, you shall believe. My friend, the Lord knows his people are subject, because of their very nature, to fear. And he knows that they need delivering. The Lord Jesus Christ, He never spake a word here below that was unnecessary for him to speak. It was essential for him to say it. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Fear thou not, when thou passest through the valley of the shadow of death. I will be with thee, friends. I'll be with thee. Oh, I say, what a comfort it is. Continue in believing in that. And once the Lord of glory loves, he'll love them, yea, to the end. And I say, continue. Isn't there not encouragement that he has set his love on us and looks upon us to guide us and direct us in the right way? If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. It may cause you anxiety at times, because when we see the falling out of his word is not what we've thought. How often that is the way. But I thought this, and I thought that. And do you hear a voice behind you whispering, but my thoughts are not your thoughts, or my ways not your ways, says the Lord. Oh, continue though. Don't be put off track by these things. My ways, my thoughts will come right in the end. And surely it is then we shall see and know. Oh, if thus we had gone our own way, where we should end it up with all our infidelity. Friends, continue. Oh, to be saved from this, though we may walk close to the brink of danger and distress. It is Jesus, my friends. Yes, is our God and our Saviour. Oh, continue. Friends, he said to Mary, Martha rather, Martha, Martha, one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And I say, it is she that continues with me. Continues with me. He doesn't say, but you can't continue with me. No. It is to this end he calls the dear sinner, or the dear soul, back again in the paths of righteousness for his dear name's sake. Yes, how we need the Lord to be with us, to continue. We can't do anything without him. Oh, how sweet and good are his promises. They surely are yea and amen in Christ Jesus, continuing with him in the promises. Lord, the promise is thine. Therefore, the unfolding of it must be thine. Surely it must be a beautiful flower when it comes to its fruition. But surely we will not be allowed to tamper with it and try and do the work that belongs to God in causing it to unfold. No, and ruin it. No. But he said, continue thou with me, watching it, seeing his good hand in it, the unfolding of his purpose. Now, coming to the amen, I want to just bring this point to you. Continuing to the end. For surely we see the beauty of saving grace, bringing a poor sinner home to glory. the beauty of his saving grace, that the vilest sinner out of hell that's brought to feel his need, friends, he continues in believing in the word of God, and there indeed your hope to hang, your trust is found in his word. Yes, I can only be found here in safety as the Lord has promised to bring me. Yes, continue. Oh, believing in the cross of Christ, how many do not believe in the truth of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ? Though they may believe that it was necessary for Christ to die, yet they believe it was necessary for them to play their part in it. My friends, that's not never so, but to continue this, that is only Jesus and Jesus only that can wash away my sin and my shame. It is Jesus only that can put those written things straight that are crooked and unfold the purposes of his power. Yes, continue believing and trusting in God. How shall I stand in the judgment day, and how can I make these things look good on my behalf? Friend, oh, to continue trusting in his precious blood and blood alone. Unable perhaps to speak, shut up on every side, oh, but continue trusting in him that he'll speak for you in heaven's high court above, that he'll be your advocate, he'll be your friend, yea, that he'll say, I bound thee up secure amidst the rage of hell, the curse thou never shalt endure, because I am unchangeable. I say, continue. Oh, how often it has been a searching question, and shall I continue until the end? Jesus bids us so to continue. You can rest assured of this. If he said that to those newborn souls, that there was a need for it, and if they have a need for it, so do you and I. Amen.
Source of every good. It is within thee what glorious signs.
Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the teaching of thy Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.